Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Friday, the 17th day of September, 2021. This is an abbreviated version. Be prepared for a download for the next hour of information you need to know. It's important for all of us. It's important for the future of the country. It's important for the future of the Western world. Australia right now is probably a year ahead of the United States in terms of draconian Orwellian lockdowns, dystopian events. And of course, now there's a video out. I don't know how many people have seen it. They're fixing on gathering and fighting back against the oppression. It's an interesting 4-minute, 5-minute video. It's well worth your time. I don't have the link right away, but I'm telling you what, things are heating up in a spectacular manner. Milley, that woke general, that treasonous son of a gun. Okay, so you think about this. Imagine during the Kennedy administration, if during the Cuban Missile Crisis, during the Kennedy administration, just imagine if there was a general within that administration opening back channels to Russia over the Cuban Missile Crisis. Same thing, all right? This traitorous, and I say traitorous, although we're not at war, and traitor would be at war, but would be only legal. The legal definition of traitor is when the country's at war, when this country's at war, and we're not, at least not a declared war. Just a number of things taking place. The southern border, there's about 10,000 additional illegals gathered just over the southern border in McAllen, in that area. And it's interesting that the FAA has imposed a temporary flight restriction on all unmanned aerial aircraft, meaning drones. You know, Fox and others had shown drone footage of this massive humanitarian crisis of Biden's making, of the globalist making. Now they're saying you can't fly drones because they're embarrassed, because they want to hide the truth from you. Russiagate, you know, you got one arrest. Durham, God, 2 years, one arrest. Hey, how great is that? Michael Sussman from Perkins Coie. By the way, I'm taking odds on his lifespan because that arrest, of course, that was one of Hillary Clinton's legal point men. Okay, but Durham, one arrest, 2 years. Hey, let's have a hand for, no, let's not, for Durham. And of course, you know, what's he going to get? Perhaps a slap on the wrist. Lying to the FBI was the charge, in case you're wondering. Seriously, the governor of Texas should take it upon himself to shore up the southern border again, because we have just an incredible increase in illegals there. Speaking of illegals, the Biden regime is busing and flying individuals all across the country from the Afghanistan lot, if you will. They are working with UPS, Walmart, the Biden regime, working with UPS, Walmart, and other major, Amazon, other major corporations, to give the Afghan refugees jobs, okay, in place of American workers. War has been declared on the American citizen. War has been declared by the Klaus Schwabs of the world, by the Clinton Foundation, by all of these rogue elements of communist satanic origin. And everybody needs to wake up and understand it. All right, with me is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. If you're not taking Health Masters nutritional supplements, then you know what? I don't know what to tell you. Best in the world, that's healthmasters.com. Austin, let's get right into things. By the way, there it is up there on the screen, healthmasters.com. Go there. And while you're there, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Click on the link on the right and download your favorite episode. Austin, let's rock and roll, man. Take it.
Absolutely. And I want to let everybody know, you know, you guys voted and it won the B Complex, which is one of our most popular products, our methylated B vitamins on product of the week right now, along with the current sale of the Doug 5 on our regular price products. And one thing I do want to give everybody a heads up, and I let them know on our show the other day, We are starting to have significant delays with shipping, not on our end. On our end, we're stocking up inventory. We're staying ahead of it. All of us in the office are working overtime right now, literally, to keep inventory from multiple different suppliers and make sure everybody has the ability with our NAC we just got back in, which is really good for the lungs, the vitamin C powder, the B complex, the multiple. We're doing everything on our hand. What we're finding out now is, though, the transportation times are becoming increasingly more difficult for us to fight against. I had a customer email us the other day, really good customer. He emailed us up and he said, man, I just kind of want to give you guys a heads up. You know, I ordered August 30th and it arrived September 15th, priority mail. And we tracked it, and sure enough, and we filed actually a claim with the post office, and they basically told us it's the current COVID-related issues right now, which obviously, as we've seen, this is what they're going to keep doing, is using the excuse of COVID to slowly further the supply chain delays. And so I encourage everybody, if you need something quickly or you're trying to stock up on something, feel free to use our expedited shipping offer. We generally ship second day to third day select with that. It's only $19, which is cheaper than most places for that level of shipping. But I want to encourage everybody, understand we're doing the best we can on our end, but this isn't going to get better. The CEO of UPS, if you guys saw that last week, he came out and said, and I say this jokingly, if you want Christmas presents, I suggest you order them now. What we're going to start seeing is more and more supply chain delays. We had an issue a couple of weeks ago where we had a pallet of product come from California, and it took 2 weeks to get to Florida. Once it got to Florida, we called up when we saw it landed, and we called up. It was with FedEx. We called up FedEx and said, dude, when are you delivering our stuff? Oh, it's in one of the container trucks that's here, but we don't have a truck coming your way. And I said, put it on the loading dock. Give me a call tag. I'm going to be there in 4 hours to pick it up in my truck. I don't have time to screw around with you guys right now. They literally were going to let it sit there for almost an entire week before they got it delivered to us. So again, I encourage everybody, thank you for your patience. The delays are not coming on our physical end. We're working overtime to make sure everybody has the supplements as quick as they can to keep their immune system strong. But as we're seeing right now, it's not getting better. And there's more and more stuff that's going to start making this worse. As you're seeing a lot of these truckers, these companies that are saying you got to get injected, and they're saying, you know, basically screw off. We're not getting injected. We're now seeing an incident that it's very, very big down here in Florida now, and it's going to set a huge pretext of what can go on as far as with your medical records and freedom to basically live, not to mention the civil rights and everything else when it comes to religious exemptions of a female down in Florida that's been fighting now with the landlord. And the landlord's name is Santiago Alvarez. He manages actually 1,200 units down in Dade Broward. And essentially, he let her know she had an eviction notice when she tried to renew her lease. The lease now, he's demanding that every single person in order to renew their lease has to show proof of vaccination, which is a medical treatment. So they are now demanding, they want to see your medical records in order to renew your lease, which, by the way, was never in the lease papers that she originally signed. And so this is going to be a very big legal battle. And so she's basically being evicted now. She said, no, I'm trying to sign my lease. I have my money. I'll give you more. This is what we're going to do. She said, no, it is mandatory. Everybody that stays here over the age of 18 must be injected, including any employees. So what we're going to start seeing now in our private sector is more and more of this happening. He even said, they stated basically that if you keep doing this, you know, because of DeSantis's restrictions on this, he said, doesn't matter if I get fined with DeSantis, you're not going to change my mind. This is what I am going to do. And so I encourage people, this is going to be that time to come in and really, really, really start digging your heels in. And I get it. There's going to be some very uncomfortable things. But as I told one of our listeners the other day, this injection now isn't about health. You know, you may have thought it was at the beginning. You may have gotten bamboozled at the start. You may have thought, okay, maybe this thing's decent. It's a very clear indication now, even if you thought this shot remotely worked, which obviously it doesn't due to the spreading that we're seeing now with so many people contracting after they get shot up. This is 100% about submission. They want you to submit your body to them and say, listen, I'm giving you my body under submission. This is my sacrifice to you, and you can penetrate me and you can inject me with whatever you want, because nobody knows what's in the shot. All the doctors that I've talked to that have opened up the boxes and they have the inserts in them, they're all blank. There's like a small paragraph stating it's emergency use authorization, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing in it that actually talks about what's in the injection like normal other vaccines. Because remember, this shot has not been approved by the FDA. It was a complete and total lie. The current Pfizer injection is still emergency use authorization. They took another vaccine that Pfizer's been working on that is not even available yet, and they approved that by the FDA, and then they said it's such a similar vaccine, even though it's not available and we don't even have it yet, the current Pfizer injection will fall under that umbrella of approval, so it's de facto approved, even though it is not approved, it is emergency use authorization. This is the giant goal that they're trying to do. This is the push. This is why the field poll, the goalpost have changed. This is why Fauci came out the other day and said, every single person in the country has to get injected if this is going to stop, which we know it's going to be a lie because the booster shot's going to be coming out next. And they're going to say the booster shot. We already saw this with Israel. They got their third injection. Now everybody's back in the hospital. Now the prime minister, the health minister is saying, well, the way to fix this, we need a fourth injection. At the same time, I haven't heard anything about people coming across the southern border that are being required to be injected. I still, from all my contacts, have not heard of anything of the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees that are being flown in every single day, still currently right now. Haven't heard about any of them being injected. And on top of that, to make matters even worse, we're talking about businesses, companies that are now being told that they essentially have to take these individuals in from a third world country. And I have nothing against Afghan as far as citizens. I have nothing against that at all. But what I'm saying is we're not bringing in individuals that have high skill sets for current jobs. And then on top of that, take it a step further, you now have Brian Chesky, the CEO of Airbnb, now just came out and said they're going to make sure that 20,000 Afghan refugees have free Airbnbs to stay in as long as they need now. Now, these aren't hotels. These aren't Marriotts that are doing this. These are people's personal houses they have listed on Airbnb to rent to other individuals that in most cases have feedback, that put deposits down, that put security deposits down, that pay cleaning fees. And I've used Airbnbs. It's a great little gig that people can do on the side for vacation rentals. So you can have a house that you can go visit when you want. And in the meantime, rent it out when you're not there. These people that are coming from Afghanistan, most cases don't even know how to use toiletry. They're going to be coming into people's high-end houses now permanently for the foreseeable future and have no skin in the game, no security deposit, no requirement to do anything. But at the same time, we're telling people that are Florida American citizens, they're going to be evicted from their home because they haven't had the injection. But wait a minute. Wasn't a month ago you couldn't even evict people even if they didn't pay their bill because of the eviction memorandum? But now all of a sudden we're going to start evicting people because they don't have their injection? This entire rules for thee and not for me is becoming increasingly more irritating to me and everybody else. And this is why it's so important. Everybody has to dig in their heels on this right now. If this anything should have caught somebody's attention, it's the fact that when the bumbling buffoon got up and did his teleprompter speech the other day, and he did his federal mandate that's completely and totally illegal, by the way, he went back and took some old obscure OSHA law about hazardous materials in the workplace, and they twisted it into this vaccine mandate. Now, I don't even know how they managed to do it, but yet, at the same time, Congress, Senate, and the White House administration is fully exempt from his mandate. That should make everybody so angry and so livid and so civil disobedient that there is no way to enforce any of this now, Doug. That's my opinion on this right now. What do you think?
No, you know what? Okay, so everything you said is 100%, all right? We've got so many facets and so many angles to this. All right, so, you know, the Airbnb, what a bad idea, but it couldn't happen to better people, all right? If you open your house to somebody who is they just don't know how to use modern facilities. Okay, that's on you. But what I'm more concerned about is what you said earlier, And I see this, I sent this out in a text by way of Galileo on the satellite phones. We had information that this is going to be, this is just the beginning of issues starting in Florida where the landlords are going to say, hey, if you want to rent, you're going to have to show proof of, quote, vaccination, end quote. All right. So what's happening here is, of course, a modern day segregation, and it's not good. In fact, this is going to be really spreading across the country like wildfire, according to my source. So now we have patrons in New York City who are fighting back, pushing back, literally hitting back against the so-called, you know, COVID card, COVID pass, whatever it is, Excelsior pass, proof of vax in restaurants, in other public venues. This is now going kinetic, I believe, because when you've got this level of disparity between races, between classes, between the vaxxed and unvaxxed, and this is all coming from the leftist, communist, really the ultra-satanic, globalist reset, great reset. This is at the heart of all of this. And they want us to fight one another. And it's going to take place. I mean, it's going to happen whether you like it or whether you want it or whether you think it's going to happen or whether your head is so far buried in the sand that it's going to happen. And it is happening. But it's only going to get worse. And when you take the bigger picture, at least in my estimation, you take the bigger picture of what's happening too, along the real estate lines, look, you've got companies that are connected to, and I'm not going to mention names, but if you search this out, you got companies connected to the globalist / intelligence community who are buying properties up pennies on the dollar because of the eviction moratoriums and such. And then what they're doing is the exact same thing that you talked about. And this is the way that we are being conquered from within. So all of this combined, in this clot shot, I spoke with a doctor, 100% of his patient load in the hospital have received the clot shot, 100%. He was telling me too, a friend of his, parent, the father, received a clot shot 3 weeks, or received clot shot, let's say, I'm making these dates up, June 1st, and the mother received a clot shot June 10th, all right? Both of them currently are in the hospital with strokes. It's not a bleed, but an occlusion based on the clotting of the blood, and received the vax. So the clot shot. So all of this combined, all right, plus the invasion from the south, the invasion from the air, the Afghans. The Afghan nationals, unvetted, unvaxxed, going into the workplace. Yep. And if you can put this, you know that screenshot you had took yesterday, or the picture yesterday? Okay. Austin, check this out. And folks, if you missed yesterday's program, check this out. Because, what's that? Sheets. Yes. This was taken at a local Sheetz. Austin, you know, okay, so Sheetz up here is like a 7-Eleven would be, or you get food, you get, you know, they've got a little kiosk inside where you can purchase food. This is what Eric was met with yesterday morning. Sorry that we may be out of your go-to favorites today. The nationwide supply struggle is real, okay? Now, for them, understand, for this to be admitted in that fashion, you know that we are on the wrong track and we are about ready to crash and burn. The supply struggle is real. This is associated with what you were talking about with the transport issues.
Yeah.
So it's all tied together. They've pulled out all the stops. They want to bring us to our knees. And I'll tell you what, Austin, I'm not going to live on my knees or die on my knees. I will die on my feet before I ever live on my knees. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, you're exactly right. And the thing about it is the more people that become sick, the more people that are going to the hospital, the more people that become injected, we're going to see an increased rate of sickness. That's just, I mean, you can look at the numbers right now and see the dramatic, almost exponential growth in hospitalizations due to individuals being injected. which means this isn't going to slow down. It's going to get worse the longer people keep getting injected and the longer the side effects continue. One of the doctors basically that I was reading on the other day was discussing that he's seen up to almost a 20 times increase in cancer already just this year alone. And he's contributed almost directly all of it to the injection. So when you start seeing more and more people becoming sick that can drive, that can transport, that can stock, that can run forklifts, I mean, the list goes on the line, you're going to start seeing more shortages and more transport shortages. And it's interesting because, you know, I've been in this industry for, you know, over a decade and a half now, and I've never experienced this level of delays with a lot of shipments coming to me and coming to customers. And I've done this for years. And now, you know, certain times of the year when you have Christmas, you always got the backup rush. But what we're seeing now here in August, September, normal times where transportation times are usually unbelievably fast. People are back into school now. People are all working. People are off vacation. It's not summer. Usually everything is ticking along every single year I've been involved in this. So seeing this happening right now is not by coincidence. And the crazy part about it is the narrative that they're trying to push and continually push and come up with as many stories, any story they can find where somebody basically hasn't gotten the injection and they get sick, they're trying to capitalize on it. I've seen so much propaganda, especially against ivermectin. And I saw this story the other day, and it was from XYZ TV Channel 7 in Detroit. And it shows you how the corporate media narrative that unvaccinated people are filling up the hospitals and dying is completely falling apart. So they put out a post on their Facebook page, a big Facebook page, and they put out, and I quote, "After the vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose an unvaccinated loved one to COVID-19? If you're willing to share your family's story, please send us your contact information. We may reach out to you." And what's crazy about it is, so far, they've had over 182,000 comments on their Facebook page on that post alone, 182,000. And I looked through a bunch of them. I had a buddy look through a bunch of them. I couldn't find any legitimate post where somebody said, yes, my so-and-so family or my friend refused to get the shot. They caught COVID and then they died a horrific death. I couldn't find one. And I found a ton of ones where people said they got the shot and they had horrible side effects. There was one here from Adam Lee Marcus. He said, "I know multiple people that I'm close to that have died painfully from the vaccine. Do you want those stories?" Another one, Carmen Marie. "No, we were all fine, but almost lost one of our vaccinated family members due to the side effect." Kristen Will. "I know someone who was fully vaccinated and always wore their mask, and now they went into the ICU, and I just heard they passed away." Another one. "A friend of ours went into cardiac arrest almost immediately after receiving the second dose. They were unable to revive her." And I mean, it literally went page after page. I got to a point where I was like, I got so many other things to do besides read this. Quite frankly, it's horrific reading it. And so my point is this. Once you start getting in the trenches and you start talking to people like I do every single day, and you get hundreds of emails that literally are the similar way and people talking about this, and you start dealing with people coming to the office telling you the exact same thing, you have to start asking yourself, is it just me, or is we being completely and totally lied to? And the answer is, we're being completely and totally manipulated and lied to. Pfizer is poised to make its highest record profits this year in history. They have a massive financial incentive to continue pushing with a next booster shot, including the healthcare industrial complex is becoming so insanely cash heavy because of all the federal money they've got and the treatment that they've been getting. They're getting insanely wealthy. Then you have this standard of care now where remdesivir is being used immediately on people when they come in. I just had another story with a friend of mine who went in with mild COVID symptoms because his wife kept pushing him. He went in there, they put him on remdesivir. The first day he signed an AMA and checked himself out. He's real stubborn like I am. He said it was the most horrific thing he's ever had injected into his body. He's a retired bodybuilder, so that should say a lot. He said the remdesivir literally made his bones hurt. He felt like he was going to die the first day he was on it. He basically told him, said, "I'm signing an AMA. You are going to release me right now." Ended up going home, having a massive, massive asthma attack, had to go back to the hospital, not due to COVID, due to the remdesivir side effects. And the doctor even told him, "Dude, I think you're having a reaction to this." He said, "Because you're not exhibiting any COVID symptoms. You're exhibiting all side effects that show up with remdesivir." We have another individual in the hospital. They just pulled him off of it. I'm hearing this all over the place now. So it's not the COVID that's killing people. It was the first thing I tried to explain to people when I started hearing about it from another doctor. The first two side effects, most common side effects on the list of adverse events from remdesivir is respiratory failure and organ impairment. Lungs start going out, liver and kidneys start going out almost immediately within a few days of being injected with remdesivir. So you have to ask yourself the question, are all the doctors this ignorant, or are they just doing this as standard of care? In most cases, I think they're telling them, this is what you do, this is how you do it, and they're just following the lines. But I have never, not one time have I heard of an upper respiratory virus within a few days causing liver and kidney failure to the point of you literally about to die. It doesn't happen ever. So this is something that everybody needs to realize. We're seeing a concerted effort to reduce the populace of the American population. At the same time, we're dragging in people from all over the world that we're allowing to come here unvaccinated, unvetted. I even remember reading an article on that a few weeks ago. And they were talking about how a lot of the Afghans that were coming over here, didn't matter if they were grown male age fighting men. They didn't have papers. They said, we'll deal with it later. We'll try to vet them later some other time once we get them into the country. At the same time, we have Americans that are still in Afghanistan that we've completely and totally abandoned. There's been video surfacing from over there where individuals are basically being kidnapped and drug out of houses and thrown into trunks of cars. One of my good friends, Jeff Cotta, who's a retired Ranger, told me about it the other day, how they're basically going in and they're hunting Americans now, basically to show them that you will not be tolerated in this country for what you did. We are going to make an example out of you and torture and execute you now over in that country. While we have everybody over here seems to fiddle in the administration and pretends like the most important thing we need to do is take an experimental jab. This is a full-blown war. And you said exactly right, Doug. It doesn't matter if you like this right now. It doesn't matter if you agree with this right now. It doesn't matter if you don't want this to happen right now. It's happening right in front of us, and it's so crucial that people keep standing their ground and they also try to get the truth out there, because we're going to be split, as sad as it is. You can see the writing on the wall. We're going to be split into two factions in this country. It's pretty much going to be the primarily unvaccinated patriots that are standing up for constitutional rights. And you're going to have the sheeple that wear their mask, get on their knees, and beg to be good little peasants to the New World Order. That's at the end of the day, that's where it's going to be. The mask had been used for hundreds of years, even in the research that I have, more than likely thousands of years, as a tool of submission and control. This was never about public safety. It was never about public health. It was 100% about getting the populace to submit. And me and you talked about it in detail last summer, and we both got so much flack. And now we're starting to see what that little inch that they tried to take with making everybody wear masks has now turned into. You don't get an injection, you don't live here anymore, you get evicted, and you lose your job. We went from 14 days to flatten the curve, to wear a mask, to get a shot, to you can't function in society unless you take the death jab now. How much further is it going to take for people to wake up? And secondly, how far are they going to keep pushing this until so many people finally take a step back and say, I will not comply. I will not submit with this, because we're getting on the precipice of that right now. My opinion, I don't see us going down this path much longer than another probably 12 to 18 months before it's a full-blown mass conflict in the streets between businesses, between patrons, between government officials, and the likelihood, because we are right on the precipice of that right now, Doug.
You know, you're very charitable in my view, 12 to 18 months. I think it's going to be 12 to 18 weeks. I really do. You know, if you look at it, because I'm a kind of a big picture guy when I look at everything, you've got so many interconnected events taking place right now. And by the way, the J6 rally in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, about the only people that are going to be attending are going to be FBI assets or IC assets. Okay, so they've already pre-positioned bricks where there's no construction in front of federal buildings. And I can guarantee you this is a massive, massive, massive intelligence trap. And so I would stay the heck away from it. And you know, it's either, it's kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't, to the extent where the media will say, if you go, there will be clashes, there will be violence. And they say, look, see, these so-called patriots are violent. And then if you don't go because you know it's a trap, then the media is going to say, look, there's no patriot, there's no interest. It was all a big LARP, okay, so to speak. Yes. All right, so, and that's why we have to stop. We have to delegitimize, not stop watching mainstream media, but we've got to delegitimize mainstream media. You've got to take out the Brian Stelters and the Don Lemons and all of these chrome bumping, bumper sucking people, and you have to delegitimize them. All right, because we cannot afford to allow them to continue spewing their propaganda. I really truly believe that enough with the defensive posturing. And I'm not, understand what I'm saying here. I'm not advocating war. I'm not advocating going out and shooting, you know, violence or anything like that. What I'm saying is, and let me be clear, what I'm saying is we have to start being civilly non-compliant, civilly disobedient, and deliberately, hey, you know, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. No, I'm not going to get vaxxed. No, I'm not going to honor your whatever it is, segregating, causing policy, edict, arbitrary edict. You know, tell me, and you pointed this out so many times, to those people still clinging to this mask thing, to those people just clinging to it, you got to wear a mask in a restaurant. Except when you eat, you know, why? Because, you know, science. Okay. You know, it just makes no sense. Start using your critical thinking skills, not to this audience, because you already have them or you wouldn't be listening and watching. Go ahead.
What we've seen now is that's why I said earlier, there's going to be a split, because the fact that there's certain people right now walking around in public, driving around in cars, walking down sidewalks, going into restaurants, and they're still strapped a big old mask on their face, shows you the level of compliance. And I think we've reached a point now to where we're seeing very clearly the individuals that it doesn't matter if you drop 15 different peer-reviewed research journals in front of them and show, listen, there's no scientific evidence that masks work at all. They're still going to wear it because it's almost like their safety blanket now. They feel like they're being good little peasants when they wear a mask. They feel like they're protected. I told the audience this was months and months ago. I went to New Smyrna Beach with my son, Hunter. I took him up there to go to a big monster truck rally in New Smyrna. There was no mask, fully open. Everything was a blast. And this is back beginning of the year. And I remember I'm sitting at a table eating dinner down in New Smyrna Beach, right off the beach. And I hear this conversation out of the corner of my ear. So I'm listening to our table. We're all talking. And I remember them talking because I saw the group walk up and they're all wearing masks. They sit down at the table and then they all take their mask off and sit there and talk. And so automatically I'm like, oh my gosh, these peasants, like this is embarrassing. And so but I'm listening to both conversations. And on my right side of my ear, I hear the one girl talking and she goes, well, you know what? I just feel like I'm safer when I go outside with it on. So I'm really not going to stop wearing it because it just makes me feel safer. So what's happened is you've got individuals that are so brainwashed by the mind control, the MK Ultra CIA training that is very clearly expelled in CNN and other news outlets by the individuals you just mentioned by name, that they have been brainwashed to a point to where they're in a state of delusional psychosis. I talked about this in detail from a psychological standpoint last year. They're in a state of delusional psychosis. So they truly live in a delusional state. They live in a fantasy land, almost like when Peter Pan goes to Never Never Land. They don't live in a normal reality. They live in essentially their own matrix. So they believe that if you're wearing a mask, you're protected. If somebody's not wearing a mask, they're a bad, bad person. If they get the experimental shot, they're a good, good person. If somebody doesn't get the shot, they're a bad, bad person. And they want everybody else to accept their delusional fantasy as their own reality, which again, this goes into another psychological disorder, which is a lot of people are exhibiting this now with what we've referred to as the COVIDian cult. And I think you're exactly right with what's going on in D.C. right now. I think D.C. is going to be one giant psychop this week. And I wouldn't go up there if you paid me to go up there. They've already got giant moving watchtowers that are facing every direction, rotating, that many people have already told me they have full facial recognition cameras that can see an extremely long distance. And they're going to be sitting there waiting for anybody to show up. There's a high probability. There's a probability. I have no idea this is going to happen. there's a probability you may have Antifa show up in Trump gear and Trump shirts and start basically starting some type of civil disobedience in order to bring in the narrative so the media can talk all this crap about how these Trump supporters did this and Trump supporters did that. In reality, it was a complete and total lie. We already found and we saw that a huge portion of January 6th was an FBI psyop. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They put plants in. That's why you have so many individuals that are basically unindicted co-conspirators, and no, they're not being charged. But yet we have 600 American citizens. The majority of them are their minor charges, some of the misdemeanors that are still being held without pretrial release and without bail. They're still being held right now. 9 months later, 8 months later, 7 months later from when they were picked up, they're still being held. This shows you right now that there is no true legal system left in this country. If they want to make an example out of you, that's exactly what they're going to do. For example, the same thing we saw in Minnesota with the one girl, the Justine, Justine Diamond, that was basically from Australia, who was on the phone with 911 dispatch behind her house saying somebody she thought they heard were being sexually assaulted. These two cops pull up. She steps up to the driver's door of the officer's vehicle while she's on the phone. The passenger, basically officer, met Muhammad Noor, a individual from Somalia, draws from his right side while he's in the passenger seat, which, by the way, if you've ever done vehicle tactics, it's very difficult to draw in the passenger seat on your right side quickly, especially with a large dual or three-position stage holster, draws his weapon.
Been there, done that, not very well.
Yeah. Reaches across in front of the driver, basically the other officer's driving, shoots in front of his face, plugs her in the chest twice and kills her on the scene. No firearm on her person, no crime she's ever committed, no threatening gesture has ever occurred, and just so happily they turned off the dash cam right when they pulled behind there, almost like it was an execution. It's not my opinion, just telling you, almost like it was like that. So he got second degree murder charges, got sentenced to 12 years. Well, now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a Minnesota Supreme Court, because they appealed it, now overturn this second-degree murder and charge him with manslaughter. They're discussing the fact that he's probably only going to get 41 months now for this completely unjustified shooting. Now, you think about this for a second. You and I are driving in a car, and all of a sudden, a lady in distress runs up to our vehicle on the phone. I'm in the passenger seat. You're in the driver's seat. I draw my pistol. I reach in front of you, and I shoot her twice. Now, I'm probably going to get first-degree murder at that point because they're going to say that it was premeditated and I was trying to find her to shoot her, because nothing about that situation made any sense at all, especially if you understand vehicle tactics and discharging a firearm inside of a vehicle. It makes no sense at all, especially when you have a taser on you as well. So we're starting to see now where this justice system is being grossly compromised in order to make sure the criminals – like this Somalian migrant that came over here and ended up being a police officer. Don't even know how that happened. And then you turn around and we're seeing individuals that are U.S. citizens that basically walked into the federal Capitol building, which is a public building, by the way. Most of them didn't even vandalize anything. They simply walked through and recorded on their phone, now being charged with multiple federal charges and being held without bail. That shows you right there where we're starting to go in this country and why there's no reason we should trust anything the federal government is saying to us, especially when it comes to our health. If we've listened to anything they've said over the last 18 months and you were listening and your ears were open, you should figure out real quick that nothing they're saying is about our health. And it's 100% about submission and compliance, because if they did care, they would have brought up topics on — I may have lost you there. Did we lose you? My back?
Yeah, you're
there. Back. We go. I would have something cut out of my internet feed. But so there's no discussions on vitamin C treatment. Oh, that's right. They said they banned it. Oh, what about D3 and zinc with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Oh, yeah, that's banned too. That doesn't work. Every single thing we've seen that's worked really, really well with treating viruses, they've told us doesn't work, can't promote it, can't talk about it. We banned it on YouTube. We banned it on every platform. If you make any claims about it, we're going to basically charge you criminally for making false claims, or we're going to sue you But yet the only option you could possibly take is an experimental injection that has not even been out for an entire year. And that's the safest thing you should do right now.
Yeah,
come on, guys.
It's ridiculous. And people have to, one thing that really bothers me is how people can walk around and be so dogmatic about their gene therapy, the clot shot, and not, or refuse, or not, you know, I want to believe that most people are good. I'm having a problem with that today, because and I want to believe that most people are basically have an IQ above room temperature. Again, I'm having a problem with that today. I'm having a problem with a lot of things today, in case you folks, you haven't noticed. But one of the things, I was talking with a friend, I guess that's a proper characterization. Maybe that's a little bit too generous of a description, but she's a teacher in another state. And they gave her a choice. You either take the jab or you're going to be fired. And now she was 100% dead set against this, 100% against taking the jab. They hounded her, and they finally, again, this being Friday, on Monday, they said, you've got a choice. If you don't get this, you're going to be terminated this Friday. Okay, a teacher in another state. So I was saddened to learn yesterday that she actually succumbed to this blackmail and got the jab. But there's nothing I can do. But here's the other part of the things, too. You're seeing a lot of personnel shortages in hospitals.
Okay.
You know, everyone, the left, the Democrats, the communists, they were the TikTok videos of the nurses and doctors, right? Oh, yeah, frontline workers. Oh, let's praise them. Now they're dirt if they don't get the clot shot. Now they're part of the problem. What's wrong with this picture? Now, there's one more thing, because one more additional thing here. We were talking before airtime about the just this full court press by these communists, by these people who want to bring this country down. One of the areas of fight right now is within the school district. It's the clot shot for kids, and hey, parents, you can't be there. Oh, that's happening, and that's going to be happening in more districts. You watch. In fact, I just talked to someone on the inside of a, a source who said this is going to be going nationwide, where the schools are going to be bringing in children and having medical clinics where the parents will not be advised of these clinics. But that aside, the garbage that is being thrust into the heads, the mush minds of the children, of our youngsters in schools, in these indoctrination centers, is beyond. It's beyond anything you can imagine. Aside from the communist agenda, we have the perverse agenda. But the good thing is, and as we were talking, the mayor of Hudson, Ohio, addressed the school board this week after learning the 642, I believe it is, textbook contained very graphic sexual situations. So here's the mayor of Hudson, Ohio. It's a 43-second clip. Here's the mayor of Hudson, Ohio, doing what mayors should do, and walking into a school board meeting and just delivering a message to the members of the school board. Let's roll that clip.
Earl, members of the board, my name is Craig Schubert. I'm the mayor of this city. It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education, or you will be charged. Thank you.
How beautiful is that, Austin? I would not give them a choice. I would just say, you need to resign today, and you will be charged. Not or, it's and. because they have, they are directly responsible for the curriculum overseeing that school district. What do you think about that?
Oh, this is going on nationwide. We're starting to see this is starting to become something that people and parents are doing exactly what we've talked about. They're becoming more involved in their child's education. I looked at some of the stuff, the curriculum, and these kids are teenagers, okay? They're 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, and this is allegedly a college-level style course, basically is accredited, but it was in a high school with high school students. So essentially, it's kind of like an AP class. And so they told them one of the things they had to do was not only watch sexually explicit films. One of the girls, the teenage girl, actually got up on the board and said some of the stuff that they had to do. Another one was write a sex story that you couldn't tell your mom. And another one, they basically had graphic, almost comic book style, homosexually explicit intercourse books with photos that they were basically being distributed to. This was nonetheless showing child pornography and exposing children to pornography, which is illegal in the United States of America under the age of 18. This isn't something that was accidental. And it was ironic. A couple of the members of the board basically said that they apologized and they didn't know this was going on. And as soon as it was brought to their attention, you know, they stopped it from happening. First off, let me tell you something. This is a complete and total lie. I've been involved in numerous school board issues with superintendents, with all this stuff. You guys know I've been super involved down here. When they come in and they say, we didn't know this was happening. It just happened. We don't know why. Okay, listen, if you actually believe that, I've got some incredible, incredible oceanfront property in Kansas that I can sell you real cheap. You got a little bit of corn in front of your view from the ocean, but I promise ocean's right on the other side. That's how stupid these people must think we are when they come up with sick stuff like this. And the fact that they thought that they were going to get away with distributing pornographic material and perverting these young teenagers' minds in high school and thought that was okay shows you the level of arrogance that they have gracefully grown to now. And I saw this personally down here in our own school board, some of the stuff that they've been working on. They've done this so subtly now and so long and vast over the years that they slowly push their agenda in that they think nobody's going to notice it anymore when they start getting more and more and more perverted. This is why I have yelled for the last year. Once I saw what they started doing to our kids, the school system, and that's why I refuse to put my kids in the school system. They're in a full homeschool co-op now, of other like-minded teachers that we have full access to the curriculum that they're learning every single time. When you start allowing your kids to be taught that it's okay to be a walrus or a girl or a boy, whatever you want to choose, when you start exposing them to child pornography, when you start telling them that they have to wear a mask at all times while they're in the school, when you look at the transmission rate and the death rate and the survival rate of kids under the age of 18 and the flu has a higher death rate than COVID has on the school, or on the school-age children, you start realizing very fast this was nothing about safety and protection with kids, and it was 100% about furthering their indoctrination agenda with compliance and submission. When I heard about the incident in Nevada where the teacher was taping masks on children's faces that refused to wear them correctly, literally scotch taping them from their nose and their forehead and the side of their face, it made me infuriated. And the mom that basically found out about it was likewise, probably even more livid. This is the extent that they're willing to go. This is why it is so crucial. If you can't get into homeschool, you get unbelievably involved in your school system. If you can't get them in some type of charter school, something besides the public garbage school system that we've seen now, that literally, and I don't say this lightly, are communist indoctrination camps for young children. Because remember, when these kids are young, especially when they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, they're in a brainwave state that they believe anything you tell them. If you tell them communism is good, communism is great, Karl Marx is your savior, you need to listen to everything he says, they go, oh, okay, communism is good, communism is great, okay. And they say, now you need to write a paper and tell about how good communism and socialism is. They go, oh, okay.
You know,
they do it.
If I can just say this, everything that we're talking about here, in my view, if you trust the federal government for anything. I might stipulate kind of, sort of, for defense, but beyond that, for anything. If you trust your school board for anything, if you trust your doctor, your pharmacy, unless you've had a heart-to-heart conversation with them for anything, or if you trust, again, this goes across the board today, if you trust social media content, well, you're beyond hope. But all of these, this would be, in my view, much like trusting Harvey Weinstein with your pre-teenage daughter, or Joe Biden with your seven-year-old girl, okay, or
Epstein.
Okay, we need, you know, Austin, we need right now to understand where we're at, and we need to say and do. We need to follow through and do what we need to do. You know, it's a shame that you read about the founders, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and their fate. Okay, they risked everything and lost everything. 56 ended up penniless. Some of their wives were killed and raped. They're kicked out of their homes. Their fates, for the large part, they gave it all for our independence. And we're peeing all over that document right now. We as a collective society. And this, we have to stop. By the way, healthmasters.com. And I'm going to tell you what. Get ivermectin. Get hydroxychloroquine. Find a doctor that'll do that for you. Frontline, other locations. But more importantly, I believe more importantly, get yourself together with Health Masters. They've got a great immunity boosting protocol there. They've got so many great products. Healthmasters.com. There is a coupon code right now. It's Doug, D-O-U-G-5. Use that for items that applies to. And please do yourself a favor. Get healthy. By the way, the attention factor, that's kind of my favorite thing to take. I love that. That's just me, okay? But that really kind of gives you focus, gives you clarity. It takes away the brain fog. I did send Biden a couple of boxes, compliments of Health Masters. but speaking of Biden, by the way, did you know the nation's most expensive nursing home right now, today, costs $714 billion a year to staff and to manage? And there's only one occupant, and that's the White House. Joe Biden. Okay, so anyway. So healthmasters.com, folks. Healthmasters.com, Doug5 coupon code. Best products out there. So we've got about, we can only have about 8 minutes left. Help me out here. In the remaining 8 minutes, where do we go? I mean, there's so many places we should focus on, but we need to focus on all of them, don't we? I mean, we need, as patriots, true constitutional patriots, we need to lock arms. And let me ask you this, or phrase this as a question: do you think there's enough of us out there, percentage-wise or by numbers, where we can actually and will actually stand up, leave the comforts of home at home, and say, you know what, we're done. We are done. Done is in our rearview mirror. Is there enough of us to do this?
From what we're seeing now, Doug, it's definitely looking like there is. You know, I saw a poll the other day that stated, and it was a big, big poll, it said that I think 67% of individuals that are unvaccinated have stated that they will not get the jab, even if it's mandated, even if it means losing their job. Now, we know that the numbers, in my opinion, are highly fudged. They're telling us that, you know, there's like 70% of the country that's injected. I don't know if I fully believe all of that. I know the federal government absolutely loves to lie about numbers. They absolutely love to manipulate statistics. So, but what we're seeing now is, on a grassroots level, getting vocal and getting involved is crucial. And as you just said about locking arms figuratively, the thing that we all have to start understanding is here is they're going to try. What's going to happen next is they're going to try to divide the unvaccinated crowd. It doesn't matter. I don't care what your background is. I don't care. As long as you have patriotic ideas and you're not pushing some weird perverted agenda, if you're standing up for freedom of health and freedom of the basically the rights of American citizens, then we all have enough in common to group together and fight back. There's tons of stuff that all of us are going to disagree on. There's stuff that we're going to be like, listen, I'm not even going to discuss that right now. That topic is well below. This topic right now of freedom of health supersedes all of that for the time being. We can address these other problems later. Because the thing that I've continually told everybody is this. Once you allow an entity, whether it's a landlord, whether it's the federal government, whether it's your business employer, once you allow an entity that tells you, you can't have this, you can't do this, even though you're paying for it or working, you've done nothing wrong, you have to be terminated because you have not had gene therapy done to you. What people have to understand is, and I think this really helps people understand the situation, this is not and has not been from the very beginning an actual vaccine. This has been a medical experiment. This is RNA gene therapy. This has never been used on a large population ever. When they tried it in cats, almost all of the cats died when they did RNA therapy. The same thing when they did ferrets. We've had doctors on the show that have gone into detail of this. And we've gone into total depth on the research that even if you look per definition of the FDA, a vaccine is designed to prevent you from getting a certain disease. You get the basically smallpox vaccine. That was the idea back in the day. It prevented you from getting smallpox. If they came forward and they said, well, we're going to give you the smallpox vaccine, but it's not going to stop you from getting smallpox. Okay, it's not going to stop you from spreading smallpox, but it may slightly, possibly lower your symptoms a tiny bit from if you get smallpox. But it's also going to have massive, probably debilitating long-term effects on you, including autoimmune disorders in the event later on down the road. Majority of people would go, I'm not getting a smallpox injection. You got to be a blithering moron. Well, that's what we're looking at now. The survival rate of COVID is unbelievably high. It doesn't stop you from catching the virus, and it doesn't stop you from transmitting the virus. All they allegedly said it does is may possibly lower your symptoms if you catch it, but you can look at the adverse events, the VAERS adverse events, which I've shown numerous times, the last ones that went up, and you look at 56,912 hospitalizations, 13,911 deaths, 4,832 Bell's palsy. List goes on, and these numbers are massively, massively skewed down. Because we've seen numerous times where they go up and then all of a sudden they drop back down again because they get scrubbed. That simple reason shows you that it's not defined as a vaccine. So if it's not defined as a vaccine, what is it? Well, it's a medical experiment. It is an experiment to see what RNA therapy is going to do on a huge population. So then if you replace that and you say, if you don't get a medical experiment, we're going to fire you. Well, that very clearly violates the Nuremberg Code, what we saw with informed consent and with not coercing somebody to get involved in a medical experiment. It's very clear cut. And I think that's the problem now is there's so many places that have been continually using the term vaccinated, get the vaccine. When in reality, that term is just another cue card to push the agenda and has no basis in reality. We've seen the terms like that brought up by the CIA and by the mainstream media repeatedly, where they come up with cool little terms to try to basically, we need to slow the spread, do your part, we need to flatten the curve, 14 days, all these stupid little things they come up with to try to catch people and mind control them. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It's about mind control and psychological operations that are being used very, very effectively to control the minds of the populace. You control your mind, you control the rest of your body. If you lose your mind, you lose the rest of your body. Once you no longer have the ability to have true deductive thinking and reasoning skills, and you simply believe whatever you're told, there's not much hope for you left anymore. And that's what I think I'm trying to convey to so many people is do your own research. There's a reason why there's all kinds of nutrients that have been proven to help out naturally with your God-given immune system that he blessed us with, that we are made in his image. But yet people that I know that are Christians immediately go, oh, I got to go get this gene therapy experimental medication, see what happens to me. I'm like, golly, that's what's your faith in? Is your faith in basically God's immune system that he gave you? Is your faith in the ability to basically stand strong and firm and protect yourself? Or is your faith in Pfizer? That's a laughable one.
By
right
the
there.
Way, I think Pfizer, I could be wrong, is the provider of Chantix, and they just pulled Chantix for having carcinogens. Now, Zantac, you remember Zantac, carcinogens.
Yeah, Zantac, same thing. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
Largest criminal fine in history, $2.3 billion criminal fine.
That's right. It's amazing. Austin, the hour went quick. A lot of information packed in there. I want to thank you so very much. I want to direct people to healthmasters.com. Do it today. Do it tonight. Because, hey, you might get it by Christmas. Actually, no.
No.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. All right. Healthmasters.com. Doug 5 coupon code. Austin, thank you much. God bless you, my friend.
You too, my friend.
All right. That'll do it for me. Have a great night.